Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
These two guys have Minnesota sports flowing in their veins. Mackie and Judd on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
And welcome in to a Reckless Speculation Thursday.
Reckless Speculation.
So happy Reckless Speculation Thursday, and also happy draft day, folks. I'm going to stop this. I'm flying the plane here, and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I do know where this button is.
Speculation.
Oh, yeah.
Darren Doogie Wolfson running around all day covering the draft from a local angle from Five Eyewitness News. What's going on, Dugues?
Hello, boys. Happy Reckless Speculation Thursday. Happy draft day. Happy, I'm trying not to overstate this, one of the biggest days in Vikings history, storied history of this franchise. One of the biggest days. Kudos to you guys. Enjoy tonight. I will be there at the Fillmore if I can make it. Just got an invite to the Joe Alt draft party. So you think about Joe Alt, like lost in the shuffle, but I'm trying to give love to the local guys.
Yeah.
He will become, like, I don't think he falls below pick 10. I think he goes 7 to Tennessee, but maybe he goes 5 to the Chargers, somewhere in the top 10. Joe Alt, Totino Grace High School, is about to become tonight the first Twin Cities high school football player since Larry Fitzgerald Jr., like 20 years ago. Was that the 04 draft or was that the 03 Kevin Williams draft? Can't recall when the Vikings couldn't manage the clock. That was 03. I think Fitz went 04. So 20 years ago or 21 years ago. So Joe Alt going top 10 tonight is a big deal. Just got an invite to his draft party. So I'm navigating a bunch of stuff. But kudos to you guys. Enjoy tonight.
I don't think that you are dealing in the world of hyperbole. I think tonight is one of the most important nights. I think tonight's a top five night, perhaps top three. It's probably top three, and here's why. If you look back at the history of this team's drafts, like the Moss draft transformed this team, but he fell to them. Like nobody went into that draft saying, hi, they're going to get Moss, right? The Percy Harvin draft for the 2009 season was absolutely huge, but again, he came to them. This is the draft of cojones. This is the draft where the cojones have to be big and where the bold are rewarded and where the meek get fired. This is the first time that I think we are seriously looking at, and I think this is why the Diana Russinis of the world, who, by the way, is plugged in, like she's not making stuff up. She says, hey, this is an incredibly important draft for Kwesi. I think it's because he serves one part of the process. Can he, will he be able to do what it takes to move up? That's the most important, because the draft pick is O'Connell's. The quarterback's O'Connell's. That's not crazy being like, hey, I got an idea on this draft pick, right? But who's the facilitator? The Wall Street Trader.
So are you saying just Kevin O'Connell says Drake May is my guy. Kwesi, Drake May is my guy. I don't hate Michael Penix. I don't hate Bo Nix. You know me. Hell, I just got Josh. I navigated Josh Dobbs to a win before he even met his teammates. So, like, I can make anything work, but Drake May is my guy. If the Vikings can't pry the number three pick away from New England, then Kwesi, hot seat, Kwesi failure. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying this. If the price tag is 11-23 next year's first round and anyone in that building balks, I think they're putting their job on the line. I think anyone who tries to preserve the future and potentially cost O'Connell what he considers to be the present is putting their job on the line. This is an unprecedented cojones draft for this franchise.
I mean, you're right, Judd. I mean, this is Kevin O'Connell's pick. Kwesi is the one navigating these trade talks, although he's not the only one on the phone. There are so many different trade talks happening. Right. It's not just him, but ultimately, he's the one with the final say. Do we give up 11-23 plus next year's first-round pick? Let's assume, are we in the boat of assuming Jaden Daniels 2 to Washington? Because I think the only guy they're giving up all of that for is Drake May. I am buying the Drake May steam. I firmly believe plan A tonight is move up to number three for Drake May with the assumption, Caleb Williams, we know, going one, Jaden Daniels is two, that Drake May is on the board at three, that that's the guy they want more than anyone else.
Yeah. Doesn't it also feel like the J.J. McCarthy wagon, at one point, it drove right up to the number two pick steam a few weeks ago, that there was all these rumblings that Washington actually, like Pelissero had that report like 3 weeks ago. Our friend Tom Pelissero went on NFL Network and said, I've talked to a bunch of different people, not in the Washington organization, but executives that have spoken to Washington, and the league's takeaway is that they actually like J.J. McCarthy with the number two pick potentially. But I feel like, okay, the J.J. McCarthy hype wagon pulled up to the number two spot, but now it's kind of drifting back. And I wonder tonight, because every year there's a quarterback that falls. There's never been a draft where we've had quarterbacks 1, 2, 3, and 4. And it's rare that we even get it 1, 2, and 3. I do think we're going to go 1, 2, 3 this year. But could a J.J. McCarthy fall back to, like, by the way, 2 months ago, he was sitting right in that number 11, number 12 area for anyone to draft. And then the hype wagon started going forward. But, like, if they stuck at 11 and grabbed J.J. McCarthy and kept their number 23 pick, would that be a success, do you think, for this front office and KOC?
I think it would be. I don't sense there's like this huge separation, May and McCarthy. Like I say, plan A is Drake May. Like, not far separation, plan B, J.J. McCarthy. Then I think there's enough separation just because I think Jaden is going to. Although I'll revert back to what I said many weeks ago because the last handful of days, so many smoke screens, hard to really know these final few hours what exactly to believe. So I'll revert back to my sense from 2, 3 weeks ago that there are fans in Egan of all of Daniels, May, McCarthy. But I do believe May, of those three, May is target one. I just don't think there's like this large gap, 1 to 2. So if they end up on McCarthy tonight, I think they are going to be plenty happy in that scenario. Now, maybe it's a little bit tougher if you need to move up. Are you buying the Giants team? So J.J. McCarthy was on the Rich Eisen show on Wednesday.
How about
suggesting
that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, wild, right? So, Phil, you may have it a little bit better than I, but that, like, he thinks, or at least the team that he's had the most contact with is the New York Giants. Or are you buying the Giants at 6? Do the Vikings need to get to 5? We discussed on Tuesday the possibility of quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4. At this point now, Thursday morning, I'll be surprised. Like, I don't think the Vikings are going up to 4. I think if they go up, it's to jump ahead of the Giants.
Yeah.
So it would be the Chargers at 5. But are we buying the Giants steam? Or are you saying, okay, the Giants, no way, no how. They're not going McCarthy at 6. If we need to move up, maybe it's to 8 Atlanta, just with the thought that Denver at 12 may try to jump up. Like, Denver has enough ammo to move up 3, 4 spots, right? So do we feel like, hey, to get JJ, we can't stay at 11. We need to get to 8, but if you're going 11 to 8, presumably you're keeping pick 23. So would that be a win for Vikings fans? If you end up at like 8, you end up with McCarthy, but then you keep 23, you land a stud, whether it's a cornerback, pass rusher, or interior defensive lineman.
But the question becomes, do you want to take that chance? Do you want to? I've seen the last couple of days of the Vikings should call bluffs, call the bluff of the Giants, call the bluff of the Broncos. That is a dangerous game, and that's a way to get fired. Like if the top four quarterbacks are gone and the Vikings get Penix and he pans out and is good, I think that everyone's in good shape. If the Vikings get Penix and he's not good, that's going to be seen as a demerit to me far more on the guy that didn't trade up. But I mean, they are in, look, the Vikings, we warned them, don't win meaningless games. You know, there was a point in time where it's just like, people are like, teams don't tank. Here's why you don't tank. And my point is, yeah, teams don't tank, but you know who does tank? Front offices, because they take away your will to win for this reason. So like when you remember next year, whatever the team is, and you're like, teams don't tank, I don't want to tank, they should win. Remember your feeling right now. Now when you're like, well, let's just call some bluffs. You wouldn't have had to call bluffs. You lose that Raiders game. And guess what? I think they're sitting where the Giants are right now. Wouldn't you feel better right now?
And then there'd be no conversation about giving up the 2025 first round pick. So, yeah, I mean, it is a lesson, because we had those conversations with, hey, oh, they're back to 4-4, but Kirk's out for the season. And Kwesi walks into the locker room and surveys the veterans. Should I trade Danielle Hunter or no? Or should I go get a veteran court? Like if Jaren Hall just, by the way, if it's like, well, Jaren Hall got hurt, Josh Dobbs came in and they still beat the Falcons. So I think they were probably just winning that game regardless. But back to the question at hand though, I want Judd's answer on this. If let's say Doogie is correct here in his probing that we all think Drake May is the guy, but like JJ McCarthy is not that far behind Drake May on their board. Mm-hmm. So if they wind up with J.J. McCarthy at 11 because they do call a couple bluffs, or they get the intel that says, nah, we're talking to every team. We know the Giants are – they're drafting Malik Nabers. If they wind up with J.J. McCarthy and they get to pick a defensive tackle or something at 23, I mean, if they like J.J. McCarthy on that level, that would be a home run first round for me.
Right, but if you're crazy, you are now banking on that happening. And if it doesn't happen, and here's your problem. You still got, I feel like the last week or so, this conversation has been put on a back burner. I don't know why. You still got the Broncos, the Raiders. Are they really going to let this guy, if they like him too, fall to you? If I'm the Broncos, I'm jumping you.
Yeah, but you have more, like the Broncos, you have more capital right now than the Broncos have.
To make the trade, but what I'm saying is, if they're just going to call the bluff, if they're going to make the trade on their terms, and if it's not on their terms, the Broncos jump them, then I think you are putting your job on the line.
Right,
if
but it's not. I think you're acting like it's a blind. You're just like, you're sitting there praying. You'd be on the phone with every team. You'd be on the phone with the Falcons, on the phone with the Jets.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be like, holy crap, the Falcons just swap with the Broncos. Like, you'd be in communication with the Falcons. They'd be saying, hey, what's your final offer?
But what I'm saying,
the Broncos want this.
But you need to be in that scenario. You need to be willing to give up whatever it takes then if the Broncos go up to make sure they don't jump you. What I'm saying is, if you sit at 11 and you're like, I will be fine, and you're and then you say, okay, the Broncos are offering this, we're not going to, sorry, we'll take Penix, then your head is on the platter. Works great.
It is to some extent, but like, are we underselling? Like, could a certain defensive player, a pass rusher, be there at 11, but maybe not even be there at 12 or 13? So, yes, I get it. It's only two spots, but like, what's that value in being there at 11 compared to, say, 13, the Raiders, if a team is moving backwards? Right. So, do the Vikings still have a little bit of ammo over Denver, over Vegas, in mm-hmm. addition to just draft capital?
They do.
Just the idea that, okay, if Atlanta is moving from 8 to 11, McCarthy starts to slip, gets by the Giants, but the Vikings feel like, okay, like, we need to block Denver. We need to block Vegas.
Yep.
Let's go from 11 to 8
yeah.
to ensure we get J.J. McCarthy. Is Atlanta saying, okay, yes, we're more open-minded to moving to 11 compared to, say, 13 because there is a very specific defensive player we want. We can't risk that player going at 12.
I'll be clear. Yes. I do not sweat Denver or the Raiders in a bidding war because
I don't think the Vikings do either. I really don't.
It's the three. The three is that's the thing. And by the way, like, again, we sit here and does Kwesi have the stones to go up? It's up to New England. You could say to New England, hey, the 11, the 23, and next year's first round pick, and hell, if you want, we'll kick in a fourth rounder as a sweetener. No kickbacks from you. I would love some kickbacks. Give us a fifth back or something, or like a fourth. Just like, if they look at that offer and say, no, we don't expect to ever be back in the top three here. We are the New England Patriots. We're going to get our next Tom Brady. We think it's Drake May, and we are going to stick and pick. Click. What do you do if you're Kwesi? Like, people are acting like if he offers 11, 23, next year's first rounder, and a sweetener, and the Patriots hang up on him, people are saying, fire Kwesi. What do you do?
Well, that would be ridiculous, because there is a drop-off point. As much as I believe the Vikings want Drake May, like, I don't even know if they would throw in the sweetener. I get 11, 23, next year's first. I guess we can debate the sweetener, what exactly is that sweetener. But, like, I really believe, that's why I'm saying, like, my sense is, there's not like this large separation May to McCarthy. Yes, there is some sort of separation, just my hunch, my sense, okay? But I don't think it's that large, right? So there is a dropping off point where the Vikings, Kwesi will say, Elliot, thank you. Appreciate all the dialogue going back many months, but enough is enough. I'm hanging up the phone.
And that's the one thing we sort of don't know, though, is like, what's O'Connell? Like, is O'Connell, is the building, like, these are guys are pretty close, and O'Connell's like, no, May's my guy. And the other thing is, if the Patriots hang up, that's fine. But what you can't have happen is somebody else call the Patriots and get the third. I think it's the third to the Vikings, or the Patriots keep it, or you got problems. Anybody else comes up and gets that pick, I think it's a problem.
Would anybody
else? What are the parameters? Who's coming up?
Yeah. Is somebody else going to offer more than the 11, the 20? Now, if somebody offers less than the 11, the 23, and next year's first, and then we find out, oh, the Vikings balked at kicking in next year's first round pick. And now we know. Now you can say they got cold feet.
This is what I'm saying.
But if somebody offers more than the 11, the 23, and next year's first, and I don't know, dude, I don't know that any of these teams have that capital.
Well, what if it's the Giants, though? What if the Giants say, okay, Marvin Harrison Jr., transformational wide receiver, we're not going up for the quarterback, we're going up for the receiver. So what if it's 6-3? So New England is only moving back to 6.
But then May drops.
Like that, we then can't go all in on ripping the Vikings to shreds.
No, because you're fine.
Now you move up. Now you move up. Now you move up to 5, right?
What? Huh? Yeah, no, if the Giants do it for a receiver, you're fine because May is now going to drop. But just to be extremely clear here, my point is the Vikings are in a position now where you can't come away tonight saying, I just couldn't give up the 23 or I just couldn't give up the 2025 first. That's my point. So like, and yes, if the Patriots take May, then the Patriots take May. I personally think the Patriots are waiting to see if Daniels gets past 2. I think the Patriots want Daniels the most, and I think they'll shop the pick on May. Because May is not, like, he is still a project. So you're going to tell me that a defensive coach with a team that's just horse bleep is going to take a project? Because they're going to play him in game one. Now that's a recipe for, again, fireable disaster.
So who's like playing, this is all, who in game one? New England.
The Patriots would play May in game one. Brissett, I think.
No. Brissett's playing. Well, Daniels maybe, but I think they're open-minded to Brissett playing game one.
I just think the most important thing is you can't get cold feet.
Well, that's fair. You know, going back to my scenario, like the Giants go 6-3, I would just be worried. I get it. Arizona's got a million picks, but could somebody then jump above? Like, if the Vikings can't get the 4. Does somebody else get the 4 then for Drake May? But you're right. The Vikings would be in an advantageous position if Harrison Jr. goes 3, then moving up. Because I'm telling you, plan A, like my sense, plan A is Drake May. So however that falls, go get Drake May. Another point I've heard from people in Eagan is like they're well positioned next March, right, to strike in free agency. Okay, take a little bit of a backseat this year, but they don't feel like it's going to be like the Carolina Panthers, right? So,
sure,
like they can see a pathway to, you know, somewhere around 500, maybe better. Like they believe that they have a good enough roster. Okay, health has a lot to do with it, but a good enough roster, the additions they've made on defense, that they're not necessarily giving up pick 8 next year or even pick 10. That maybe it's more middle of the pack, 14, 15, 16, something like that, that with all the cap space they have in a year, that if this is their guy, Drake May, you give up the 25 first round pick.
Yeah. Hey, just a couple more minutes here so we can all, we can post this and we can get on our way here and plan for the evening. But a shout out to our friends over at Medina Entertainment Center. Just that's my old stomping grounds, by the way. This Saturday at the Medina Entertainment Center, it's Trilogy, the ultimate tribute show featuring the music of Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and The Doors. Tickets for Trilogy on sale now at MedinaEntertainment.com. And also, we have tickets we're giving away on the Score North app, which is free to download, free to register. So pick up that Score North app in your Apple Store, Google Play Store, Medina Entertainment Center, all sorts of fun concerts. I heard that...
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You're listening to a Score North podcast right now, and if you're a business owner, so are your customers. In fact, I could be talking about your business right now, telling the tens of thousands of loyal fans about you and sending them to your business. Find out how you can partner with your favorite Score North podcast. Visit ScoreNorth.com now and enter keyword partner. Fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you quickly. Once Phil, Judd, Declan, or others start talking about your company, you'll be amazed at how many fans start showing up. So visit ScoreNorth.com now and enter keyword partner.
Oh, yeah. Rob Brzezinski's a big fan of Medina.
Is he? Okay.
Well, he's a big fan of concert.
Are you guys Vanderpump Rules guys at all?
No. Tom, well, Laura.
Tom Sandoval, the guy
who cheated.
He's a
Twin Cities guy, though, right? Yeah.
I don't know if he's a Twin Cities guy, but he
played... Or is somebody from that show?
His
from,
band
like,
played... Tom Sandoval's band played at Medina Entertainment Center last night. So...
Was Mrs. Mackey there?
No, she was not, but she informed me that this was happening. Right. We thought about there for...
Like, I've got, like... I'm not any sort of, you know, like savant when it comes to Vanderpump Rules, but I believe there's like some Twin Cities connection, right? We're such a provincial area, right? We love, you know, those who are one of us, right? Although, you know, heck, I wasn't even born here, right? Moved here in third grade.
I think Summer
House.
So
I don't know
Summer
if I'm
House.
Technically one of you, but there is like, there's some connection to Woodbury or something like that. Oh, dig into that. Somebody, maybe it's not that guy, but. There's some connection. Somebody on that show like went to Woodbury High School, something like that.
I will dig on that. Doogie, before we go here, just last couple minutes on this Reckless Speculation Thursday. Any other final Vikings thoughts, any nuggets, any feelings that you have as you've been immersed in this process the last several months?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a fascinating stretch, right? Like, it's all about the quarterback. Yes, I mean, I fully believe, like, they love the Murphy kid, the interior defensive lineman from Texas. If there is a way to get him, that is the other guy. Like, if they're able to stay at 11, get McCarthy, they're at 23. Like, would they move up from 23 tonight to nab that guy? Like, that's a name. Like, if you're thinking about defensive guys, that is one. The cornerback from Alabama, Arnold, would be another. So, like, if you're watching two defensive guys tonight, those would be two. I think Dallas Turner goes too high, but maybe him as well. But if they can get their hands on Murphy, like, I'd put him one on the defensive player list. Just don't know if that'll be possible, right? Because if they give up 23 plus 11 plus next year's first round pick to go get Drake May. Okay, it's Drake May night. But I'm just saying, if things fall differently, keep an eye on Murphy. They will come out of the weekend with a kicker. My sense is they will sign a kicker after the draft. I'll be surprised if they draft a kicker. I think they end up drafting a receiver at some point. Like, they're going to draft a cornerback, I'm pretty sure, on that. So those are some positions to keep an eye on.
Love it. Dukes, great stuff, man.
Awesome, Dukes.
Great reporting, great speculating.
No, great stuff on Tuesday. So I'm at the Wolves-Suns game like you guys were on Tuesday night. I heard all about the A-Rod, Glenn Taylor behind the scenes from game one. It was as epic and as awkward as it gets.
So you heard more on that?
It was
okay.
So funny. Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, just the interaction. I mean, it's the tiny hallway, right? There's only so many places you can go in the back area of Target Center. So yeah, pregame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should be live streaming mediation next week. I would watch a live stream of mediation.
Although we know this, mediation will get them nowhere. We are getting to an arbitration hearing in July. But yes, you know, Wednesday, it'll go into Thursday. I was told May 2nd initially, but Woj had the report for Wednesday, May 1st. But yes, like next week, mediation, but don't expect that to go anywhere. On the court, there is optimism. We'll get an update here at 1:15, but there is optimism on Kyle Anderson, the hip issue, being able to go on Friday night.
Okay. There he is, folks. Darren Doogie Wolfson, 5 Eyewitness News Sports Department on this reckless speculation Thursday.
See you, boys.